8:19 in 92.7 WMAY, 53 degrees here in our capital city. Patrick Finkston in for Mike. Mike's back tomorrow, but I'll be here on Friday after Illinois plays in the Sweet 16, so I will be sleepy, probably grumpy unless they win, which I'll be filled with glorious enchantment of a team in the Elite Eight. Let's talk basketball, because that's the only thing I care about now. We're pleased to welcome Robert Rosenthal, who writes IlliniBoard.com, which is the best news source site for opinion and input on Illinois football and basketball. Robert, my guy. Robert, good morning. I know you were in Omaha. I hope you got back without any issue. Let me start with this question. Terrence Shannon is the best Illinois basketball player since blank.
I mean, it's early, Patrick. I mean, that's a hard one to start with. I mean, I still put Io so highly that it probably has to be Io. But I put Io so highly that it goes back to Darren Williams before that. So you're really looking at one of the three best Illini basketball performances probably of the last 20, 25 years.
Somebody asked that question on the Twitters the other day, and I said Deion Thomas.
Yeah.
I mean, dating back 30 years, this is one of the best. I mean, this guy is one of the best basketball players we've seen in our lifetimes, right?
Agreed. Yes. And, you know, obviously everything that has happened has muted it nationally, mm-hmm. which keeps some of the, some of the accolades are limited because of that. And if it wasn't limited because of that, yes, there would be a national conversation about, is this the best player in the country and that type of thing. Tyler, who writes for our site, mm-hmm. 3 days before all of this came out in December, had written an article saying, like, you might be watching, you know, the national player of the year. You might be, you know, this might be the first time the single best player in the country is playing for Illinois. And then everything that occurred, we all are aware of. So, it's hard to put into words, especially the announcers are struggling to put it into words when they're calling the games for CBS, because it's just, you know, it's hard to wrap your brain around how dominant he's been.
Robert Rosenthal from IlliniBoard.com joins us here on WMAY. You mentioned the criminal situation around Terrence Shannon, charged with rape and an alternative lower charge in Kansas. Listen, I have moral questions about this. It's you and I have texted about this. It is incredibly difficult to wrap our heads around. I've also, you know, when I was a legit reporter, I covered a lot of court cases, and I know a flimsy case when I see it, and this is one of those. So it's really hard to, and maybe this is the question I should ask for Illini fans, is how do we balance the, man, this is kind of icky with, gosh darn it, he's such a good basketball player.
Yeah, I mean, I can only kind of speak for me and how I've processed it, and it was really difficult. I mean, the first game without him, I actually left at halftime because I was just kind of struggling with being there and trying to understand everything and what the press conference was beforehand. And, you know, it's just a lot of emotions. I feel like the federal judge solved all of that from a fan perspective, if you will. Mm-hmm. Her ruling simply stated the school by, you know, I'm paraphrasing obviously, but sure. the school, by trying to protect reputation by having this policy of saying we don't want a player with these charges to be playing on the basketball court for us, her ruling said that this was harming his future career, his ability to be drafted. You know, this is the only time he has to make that case for the NBA teams, and that he needed to be reinstated, saying that, you know, the harm to the school for playing a player with pending charges is not as great as the harm to the player for him, his claims of innocence and his inability to do, you know, that IL played into her decision. And everything else. So it's quite interesting that she said, no, this is, there's not harm to the school here. There's harm to the player if he's, you know, if this is ruled against him, and so he must return to the team. So in my sense, that's, I lean into that of the, you know, the weirdness of the feelings of all of this. You know, I've obviously changed how I cover the team and what I've written about and what subjects I'll talk about. You know, there's obviously a major issue going on here. But as far as the basketball side of things, this is a federal judge saying, you know, and she weighed the facts of the case that had been presented in Kansas and everything else and said, this is not a situation where this person can be held out until he has his day in court. He needs to be returned to the court immediately. And so I've just held to that. I'm like, that's the decision. The school could do nothing. The school isn't making a good decision or a bad decision. They're making their only decision, which is a federal judge ruled that we must do this, and so we will.
Robert Rosendahl from IlliniBoard.com joins us. I have really kind of waffled on Brad Underwood this year. You know, there have been times that I felt like this team, this program will never win a national championship with Brad Underwood as a coach. And maybe they're just hitting their stride at the right time. You know, he's doing the fun stuff with his players. He loves this team. The Super Soaker thing this weekend was awesome. I'm starting to feel like he's the right guy at the right time. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, and I have for quite some time. That's not I saw great things in this guy. I mean, look, I'm a guy who wrote an article arguing that Illinois should hire Archie Miller and not Brett Underwood. So, you know, we see how that worked out for Indiana.
Glad you got that one wrong.
Worked out for Illinois. Yes, exactly. So, you know, this is not that. It is, you know, everything for me is long and it's a narrative. So I apologize if this is a long answer. I went to the last 3 years I've attended Coach Underwood's Coaches versus Cancer fundraiser. And at the fundraiser, the way he works the crowd, especially the first year I went to it, it was his two guests for the fundraiser were Bill Self and Lon Kruger. So you have, you know, the three very recently successful Illinois coaches. Bill Self was 10 days removed at that from a national championship. And yet he still came to, you know, to support Underwood and the fundraiser and everything else. And you just saw at that time from those three coaches who were all born very close to each other. I wrote an article how Lou Henson, Lon Kruger, Bill Self, and Brad Underwood were all born in this like cradle of Illini coaches in central Oklahoma or central Kansas, that the towns were all like within 100 miles of each other or something, where all four were born. And it just fit central Illinois. It fit the program. You know, there's just something about that level of being able to speak to the crowd, being able to understand Illinois basketball culture and the desire to have every player from Chicago here, but the knowledge that it's a central Illinois team and not a Chicago team, all the stuff that goes into that, his is the personality that fits, and it fits like Lou Henson did. And it fits like Bill Self's folksy, you know, routines fit when he was here and Lon Kruger. And it's just continued to be that, but there's just something about a cultural fit of what you need to be a coach in Champaign. And he has it.
Robert Rosenthal, IlliniBoard.com joins us. Robert, before we let you go, What are you looking for on Thursday night when they tip off at like midnight between Illinois and Iowa State?
My main thought here is where teams stand offensively and defensively. So with Houston having a struggle to win and to win in overtime and giving up 90 some points yesterday, they moved to number two in the defensive efficiency rankings, and number one is now Iowa State. And number one offense is Illinois. So you now have, everyone has their narrative pre-written for Thursday night. It is the unstoppable force against the immovable object. It is the number one offense in
at
college basketball in Illinois. Yes, exactly. Number one offense versus number one defense. You know, which one will win? I think people will focus on that Iowa State's offense is a little better than Illinois' defense, and that might be where the game is decided. But all people are going to be talking about is, can the best offense in college basketball score against the best defense in college basketball? And we shall see.
I'm going to be scared. Robert Rosenthal from AlanaPort.com. We're going to be nervous wrecks, man. I really appreciate all you do. Appreciate you taking a few minutes.